Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Hey, g'day, welcome along to the podcast. That's how I start the podcast, by saying, not the other bit.
Our last talk break today on air, I thought we were doing the intro of the podcast, and I'm like, yeah. He said, that was a good show today, and I'm like, yeah. I was like,
she was like, could have been better. I've had better.
I've had better.
So funny, that's what she says about Milko.
Poor Milko.
Poor thing.
Leave him alone.
Don't listen to him, sweetie.
Yeah, don't listen, Milko.
He looks like a porn star, apparently,
you should hear
right
the off-air chats.
We know all about Milko. We find out a lot about each other's partners on the show, don't we?
We do.
All fair as well. I mean, we found out about Milko's hairy toes.
Yeah, he looks like hobbit
feet. Well, I already knew about that. I already knew about the hobbit feet. Ooh. Mate, when you go away with Jade and Milko, you see the hobbit feet come out.
Oh, man, they're huge.
Scared.
And then
because you hate feet. I can't wait.
Often when you...
I'm going to get you come over for a barbecue. Oh, and then get Milko to take his shoes off and just put his feet up on the table.
And she almost said his real name. But this is the podcast, so it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. You know, your mum and dad listen. My mum and dad listen. Your mum and dad listen in Ireland.
All our family know what his name is anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What else are we talking about?
Let's...
All right, here's the podcast.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Sad news yesterday. I think both you guys are aware of it. The passing of Chloe Saxby.
Yeah.
She's a gorgeous young girl from the Illawarra who captured the hearts of thousands of people across the Illawarra. Not even the Illawarra, though, across Australia and even the world. People knew about Chloe's story from around the world. And her smile... would just light up a room and you'd walk in there. Just a beautiful, loving girl, big heart. And she was diagnosed with vanishing white matter at the age of 3.
Okay.
And her family have been working tirelessly 24/7 since then to find a cure for this extremely rare disease.
Yeah. Oh, look, absolutely terrible, terrible news. I was chatting to Rod at RJ's not long after I arrived here, and he told me the whole story about Chloe and because they'd always been donating money towards the foundation, the cause, and break your heart, absolutely break your heart. And when I read this yesterday, the post was up on Wave FM's Facebook page yesterday. When I read it, I was devastated for the entire family. Really, really sad news. I know over the last while, Jade, you caught up with Mother Nairi.
It must be really tough for you as a parent to watch your child slowly diminish before your eyes.
I think the hardest thing is, like, we're trying to raise so much money and trying to fund the research, and it's like it is literally a race against time that we're in. And it's been 8 years now since she was diagnosed, but 4 years since we started the campaign. It's been the toughest 4 years because you're trying to fight, but at the same time, it's like you're mourning as well, like almost every day, you know. It's like you're losing a little bit more of it every day, even though you're still trying to fight to save a life. And so it's really, really hard.
It is hard, and it's like, as a parent, we've all got kids, and it's the worst scenario that you would ever want to be in as a parent, just to know, trying to help your child with everything that you've got. And Nairi has put her whole life on hold, and she's dedicated it to Chloe 100% to try and save her. And unfortunately, she passed away. I mean, they've released a statement saying that the last 6 weeks were really painful for her, and they're comforted by the fact that now she is dancing and running freely, doing all the things that she was not able to do in her final years here on Earth. But she certainly touched a lot of hearts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we all feel for the Saxby family. They're beautiful people, and Chloe herself was such a gorgeous little girl.
Yeah, certainly was. And look, you know, there's plenty of parents that are sitting in their cars with their kids today. It's maybe not a bad idea to have a chat to the kids when they get home from school, and you can go through Wave FM's Facebook page and read the story all about Chloe. And of course, that's what it will be for the family now, to share the memory of what is a beautiful little girl.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Steve Waugh.
OAM.
Australian of the Year.
Yes.
And he played a bit of cricket.
He's actually pretty good. Best skipper we've ever had. Oh,
he's got a brand new
career. Is he a sailor as well?
Sorry, Steve.
Oh, my God. But he's probably from the golden age of cricket, when cricket was good.
Yeah. When cricket was good, when Australia was good, when there was
didn't
no
get
real.
Busted cheating.
Yeah. There was no pretentiousness about it.
There's a lot of people across the Illawarra that play cricket.
Yep.
Because like, it goes for hours. A game takes all day Saturday, yep, sometimes all day Sunday.
Mm.
People who are into it love it. It's like a religion.
And you know what? One of the biggest places in the world where it's huge is, of course, in India.
Yeah.
Steve's got a new book out at the moment called Spirit of Cricket India.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the new career?
Steve, you started this new career as a photographer. Of all places, India, how did this come about?
It really went hand in hand with being an Australian cricket side because, first I went to India in 1986. Thought I'll take a camera away. It's my sort of first big overseas trip. I might capture some good shots. And when I landed in Mumbai and got on the team bus and looked at the windows, I thought, this is amazing. Like, I couldn't believe the sights and things I was seeing outside of the on the streets. And that was sort of really captured my imagination, just seeing how life was so different to what I was used to in the western suburbs of Sydney. So that's when it really sparked my interest, and that was like 35 years ago.
Yeah, and that's where it all started. It's now culminated into a book. Now, this has been a labour of love that you've spent 18 months putting together. Mm. How many photos did you have to go to for this?
Too many. I mean, of course, the project wouldn't be possible without Canon because it is a big undertaking, and to go to India for 18 days. And yeah, I ended up taking about 20,000 photos, which a lot of those didn't make the cut. It was pretty easy to get rid of those, but... yeah, it was every day we were getting up at like 6 in the morning to wake up for first light and then photographing images till probably about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. So, yeah, I came back with this huge catalogue of photos and thought, how am I going to get through those? And after a number of days, I got it down to about 500 to 1,000 and finally about 220 for the book.
What about Ireland when it comes to cricket? Do you think they're improving as the years have gone on?
Yeah, funny you should say that. I actually played... about 2 or 3 months for Ireland as a sort of overseas guest and coach, and I played for the national team. We played against actually Australia A, so I have represented Ireland in cricket, which was a real honour, and it was great fun. And they're actually a very good test match team now. They've got some top quality players, and they're getting better each and every year.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear. I tell you what, I told you.
The Irish can play. I actually didn't even know they had a cricket team.
The only problem is, though, that when you do hit a run and you go for a quick single, you do have to do the Irish jig down the 22.
Oh, yeah.
Irish dancing.
See the abuse I've got to take here.
They get caught out with a lot of LBW.
it was good fun there. That's your Guinness as well, I was there.
Career that we didn't think we'd ever see you in as a photographer, mate. It's a great book, and we look forward to catching up soon.
Yeah, thanks for your support. I had a lot of fun doing it. Cheers.
Great book for Christmas, that's for sure. Make sure you grab it. Steve Waugh, Spirit of Cricket.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Do you play Uno with your kids at all?
Oh, I don't play so much with like girls yet because they're not old enough. But growing up, my brothers and I, there used to be massive fights over Uno, and then we called it Uno. It's the Australian version.
It's Uno. It is Uno. Isn't it?
Well, Australians called it Uno. It's just the Australian.
LMNOPQRSTUVW. Everyone knows that that's how it works, isn't it?
No.
But it is. It comes from the Spanish word of Uno. Uno dos tres. So it is really Uno. But yeah, I used to hate it because my brother used to always I'd put on the draw 4 to change my suit, and then he'd always save one to put it on mine, and I'd be drawing 8. I'd be crying.
You'd be crying.
Oh, yeah. Well, it used to be tears all the time.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
What?
There was tears welling in my eyes yesterday because I took on Kiki, my daughter. She's 9 years of age. She was bored silly. I said, let's play some Uno, all right? And we've got... You know, as the years go on, you get multiple stacks and you pile them all together and your one pack of Uno is now a 3-pack. So there's multiple pickup 4s. There's multiple change colours all within the same pack.
But you only use one at a time.
No. In our family, you're allowed to stack on.
Oh, no.
So what happened yesterday then? Did you get stacked?
Well, I said, okay, Kiki, sit down there. Let's have a game, all right? And I'll go easy on you.
I said, she's only 8. Yeah. And you want to? That's good. You don't want to make your daughter cry?
She played the innocent route. She kind of played along with me. She went, she annihilated me. She hit me. You know, I'm sitting there and I go, yeah, this is all going to plan. And then she hits me with 3 pickup 4s. On top of each other. So she wants first one, second one, Uno, third one.
Oh, so you can even throw in an Uno in between your stack.
You can throw
Get out.
Yes.
Pick up 16, see you later.
That's what she did. Boom, boom, boom. I said, all right, stop it. Let's have another game. All right. Okay, but you can't.
Just always going easy on you. Yeah. Now I'm going to really, really play.
Now I'm going to take this seriously. I sit up in my chair and kind of go for it
Roll
again.
Roll the sleeves up.
Yeah. Start playing again. annihilates me again. I must be getting old or something. I mean, this is a game, as an adult, we should be winning.
Well, the problem is
at the edge over the kids.
What's going on? You're not shuffling the deck. She's just getting the same cards over and over.
No, I'm shuffling the deck. The third game, I tried to cheat. I kept it.
You cheated against your 8-year-old daughter.
She's nine.
Oh, nine. Oh, you're almost double digits.
And I just kept a pick of four just on reserve.
And did she still beat you?
She still beat me.
Cheaters never prosper.
No.
So what's that? You're not going to play Uno anymore?
I threw the cards and I'm not playing. I'm not playing with you.
I'm taking my bat and my ball. I draw four and I'm going. Oh,
I even threw out the line to her and said, I think you're cheating.
Oh.
Wait, so then you falsely accused your daughter of cheating because you were cheated and you lost.
Yeah, that's the way you work. You know, that's how you play these games. You walk out on the moral high ground.
You need a new game.
I'm thinking Trivial Pursuit. I'm thinking Scrabble. She has never played chess before. I'm having a chess competition with her this afternoon.
Oh, my God.
That is it.
I've got the new game for you, Damien.
Oh, yes.
A game that you will definitely win against Kiki. It's at your level.
Oh, what is it?
Go Fish.
You'll
win every time at Go Fish, man.
No,
52 pickups.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, we established the other week that he can't fish at all. Remember that guy tried to use him in his lucky charm?
That is harsh, guys. Jeez, where's the support?
There's no support here.
Wave FM's Jaden's Trainee. Now with Damien Leaf. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
We're talking this morning about those things in life that really just bring you back down to earth. Get rid of the ego.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, we were in the park pushing the girls on the swing and we looked over and we saw a guy who we know is quite wealthy and his dog did a poo and he had to pick it up. Milko commented quite rightly, doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have, if your dog does a poo-poo, you're picking it up.
When were you brought crashing back down to earth?
Oh, look, it's happened too many times, as I said. You know, people asking for a photograph and I'm thinking they want me in it and they don't actually want me in it. That brings you right down to earth.
That's right.
Oh. So got us thinking, what brings you crashing back to earth? 4275196.
Ash has called through from Wollongong. Ash, what is it for you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Definitely has to be no bathroom privacy since I've had children.
Glory days when you could spend time in the toilet by yourself, they're long gone now, aren't they?
That's definitely it, yes.
What's the worst moment for you, Ash?
Probably you sit down and then you can hear it from that call, Mum, and you know, Dad is home and they don't want Dad. They want Mum.
Yeah, that door comes open. You're like, thanks, come on in. Pull up a pew.
Only recently, Jade, you had the situation where you were actually getting sick in the toilet and Lulu just comes along and...
Yeah, she literally pulled up a stool and sat down and watched me.
Yeah,
it's not entertainment. You don't need to bring popcorn.
What about you, Angie? What has brought you right down to earth?
My mirror.
Oh, sweetheart, I hear every morning at 4 a.m. I get the same thing.
Oh, yes.
It's brutal.
Mirrors need filters, just like Instagram. That's what they need. A little filter, you press it, you go, oh, I look gorgeous this morning.
Looking a lot like Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
That's why I try and get dressed in the dark just quietly. I don't need to look at my own head.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Leaf.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, you know what really ticks me off?
What ticks you off?
Being stuck in traffic.
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah, well, come on. It ticks everyone off, doesn't it?
Likes it. Unless I've got, I don't know, I'm listening to a good audio book at the moment. And if I get to a good part,
What are you reading?
I'll go even slower. Rachel Treasure. She lives in Tasmania. White horses. I'm not reading anything. It's playing it to me while I'm in the car.
Oh, yeah, you're not reading anything. You're concentrating on the road.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, but otherwise, especially when you've got to get somewhere.
Yesterday I was in Taraji.
Yeah.
All right. Brought my two sons to touch footy. And the touch footy was great. All went very well. But we hit peak traffic coming from Taraji all the way back to...
And it's only one road.
It's only one road. That's right. There's only one road. Well, only one road that I know of anyway.
Anyway,
I was really getting frustrated on this road because it just wasn't moving. Two lanes of traffic, come up to a red light. Another car pulls up beside me. Well, you know what?
What?
Turn this dodgy traffic situation into a very pleasant one. I looked to the left, to the car to my left, and he looked at me, And we gave each other a nod. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The head nod. Was it and like then, a...
Vroom, vroom,
yeah, I was going to say, was it I'm going to just crash you at the lights?
It was a, hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Yeah,
how you doing? Not in a.
Not in a.
No, it's kind of like, hey, how you doing with this traffic? It's kind of like
hey,
that.
Bro. Like just connected. Mm. Hey, bro. Two blokes driving your rigs.
Two good looking roosters just making their way on the highway.
Trying to get home.
That said, I had the kids in the car. They thought it was hilarious, okay? They thought this was just the best moment ever. So we took off, left the red lights, went up the road a little bit further. Jarvis and Jagger are shouting to me, saying, slow down, he's coming up on the inside, you know, so we can time it with the next set of lights. We finally get to, I really slow down so that we hit the lights just in time. Hey, your man pulls up again. Hey, you know, I take a very, very slow, and then I look over, he looks over. Hey, we do the nod again. It's just...
Oh, double nod.
It was a double nod.
Wow, you really connect in here, you two.
And then my kids also did it. Hey, you know, so it was a lot of nodding going on. It was a war of nods. This is what was going on. But everybody was smiling. It was a happy journey. This was great. We head on down the road again. We're loving this. This is... The kids are getting very excited. Just slow down, Dad. Slow down. Slow down. And like, I can't slow down. Got to keep moving, you know. And they're getting really, really dodgy. Anyway, I see some red lights up ahead. I go, okay, this is it. This is our chance. We can slow down one more time. And I can hear Jarvis and Jagger giggling away. All right. I can't see what's going on, but they're saying, yeah, Dad, okay, we got this. You got to time perfectly. Pull up to the red lights. All right. I'll wait. All right.
Getting ready for your nod.
I can get a sense. I get a sense to
can
my
feel
left.
Him coming.
Yeah, and I go, and I just turn around and I get my finger. You know when you kind of point at someone, you give
like
them
a Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, Shooter McGavin. That's it. I get ready for it. I turn around and give him a Shooter McGavin. You know, just at the car. Police officer there.
Oh, and you're pointing the gun at him.
The kids are laughing at me. This is the best time of their life. You know, they just suck Dad right in. And the police officer goes like this. He puts his finger forward and the lights are turned green. You know, he's supposed to say, move it, dude. Yeah. Move it. Sorry, officer, I'm out of here. See you.
That's
bye.
Not a gun.
Bye.
This is a gun.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.